You have heard it said that if you build it, they will come. My question, and maybe your question, is who's going to build it? Well, the answer to that is the coming Builder Show in April, and I'm talking with Laura McGinnis. And Laura, we have some of those people lined up for the biggest Builder Show, I imagine, that we have had in a long time.
We absolutely do. We have actually sold out, which means I've got over 100 vendors, builders, and people in the building industry that are all going to be at the Sports Center ready to answer all of those questions.
Now, in the beginning, it was Rick Abbott and Paul Moses, a legendary prophet Moses, that started it at the Blasey Mall, which was the first Builder Show. And now the Sports Center is just absolutely overloaded to capacity with people who will be building it. Am I right?
That's absolutely right. We've got tiny houses in the parking lot. We've got heavy equipment operators. We've got dinosaurs this year. We've got something for the whole family. Anybody and everybody's going to find something cool at the home show.
Are those just old folks that they call us dinosaurs, or are these real dinosaurs?
Believe it or not, these are mechanical dinosaurs that kids are going to be able to go, I believe, take a ride on.
That sounds fantastic. And as you know, because you're also a realtor, Laura, that there is more demand for housing than we have housing here on the peninsula. Is this a good time to find out what the latest technology is and building materials being available?
Absolutely. There's innovation. Our theme this year is level up. And level up what you're doing. If you're looking at a do-it-yourself project, there are people there to talk to. There's access to supplies and materials and all of those questions. And if you are looking at a project that's beyond what you can do for yourself, there is an expert that's going to be in the house to help you, from dirt work to roofing to trusses to building your entire home or even just designing it.
Now, the other exciting thing is it's a sign of spring, the Builder Show, and you see people that you haven't seen through the winter. Well, we didn't have a winter this year, but it's still going to be spring, and you still probably haven't seen those people out on the trails or on their snow machines. So it's fun to always see the people, your neighbors, and see what they're doing and what may be available that you maybe want to remodel. Maybe you want to take it up to a new level rather than trading this year.
That's exactly right. I've had several people asking me questions about the sheds and the tiny houses and how to add those into what they already have. I'm looking forward to, this will be our second year of having some, you could call it a TED Talk or a how-to classes. We've got some classes that are going to be available. The Peninsula Garden Club is going to be coming talking about how to set up your garden and get ready for spring. We've got First Rate Mortgage coming in to talk about what interest rates look like, what home buying looks like right now. And then we've even got a gentleman from a business called Pillar to Post to come and talk to you about home inspections and why it's important to have somebody look at your house before you buy it or even after you buy it to make sure that you're keeping up on maintenance.
And a lot of people are having interest in alternate energy resources in case we have power failures, because there is a lot of uncertainty right now about the future and what we're going to need to be resilient enough to survive.
It's true. The world is evolving really quickly, and that's why we all felt like, you know, if you're ready to look at some change, come level up at the home show with us.
Okay, Laura, and there aren't tickets in advance, and this is a family thing. So people just come line up and then come to the show.
Absolutely. $5 for adults, $4 for youth and seniors. Active duty military are free. We've got door prizes galore. Every half hour are drawings, and then we're giving away a kid's bike every day, a barbecue every day. We've got $500 in cash to give away. We've got a load of topsoil to give away. We've got Yeti coolers. It's amazing the amount of things that we're able to give out to each person. So
it's almost like buying a raffle ticket. You're going to walk away with more than you put into the price of the ticket.
That's exactly right. And all of this goes to just rebuilding next year and being able to help our builders do the best that they possibly can for everyone here on the peninsula.
Now, Laura, I remember the first one, but I can't remember what year it was. I'm thinking it must be like 40 years for the Builder Show.
That stupid thing called COVID broke the rhythm of counting, and so I believe we're at 43.
Okay, it had to be sometime around then. Well, a lot of great memories for the people who have been here for a while. Those of us who built with logs and heated our homes with barrel stoves, now to see where we've come, it's a walk down memory lane, and it's something we always look forward to. Laura, you've done such a great job in getting all of these people to come to the Builder Show this year. Again, tell us when the day are and when the gates open.
Yep, so it's April 12th and 13th. On the 12th, it's Saturday. Doors are open from 10 to 6, and on Sunday from 11 to 5.
It's all about building it so that they will come. And if you're already here, you may want to remodel it. And that's happening at the Builder Show. I'm Merrill Sikorsky, returning you to the well-built sound of KSRM.